Thank the Lord. I'm really very joyous.
因为我这一次是第二次到美国来参加这样的聚会。
Because this is the second time I come to the United States to attend such a conference.
这一次我认得了遇见了更多我所熟悉的人。
And this time I have met many brothers and sisters that I knew before.
去年听过我讲的人见到我第一句话就说哦阿斯摩多你又来了。
Those who have heard me talk last time, this time when they see me, they said, oh, 阿斯木头 you come again.
本来我是有一个想法到美国来不是想来做讲员的。
In my original thinking when I come to the United States, I didn't mean to be a meeting speaker.
我只是想来见一见苦逼了半个世纪也是以上的那些老朋友老弟兄。
I really wanted just to come to the United States to meet those older brothers and sisters whom I have met about half a century ago.
但很可惜我说认得比我大的很多我见不着了要到天上去见他
And very regrettably many brothers and sisters who are older than I was not able to see because I would have to see them in heaven
但是我感谢主因为我意想不到能够看见许多比我年轻的弟兄姊妹
But I really thank the Lord because unexpectedly I'm able to seeMany brothers and sisters who are younger than I.
去年来的时候，我想大概是只能讲一次，以后不会叫我再讲的。
Last time when I came, so after I spoke, I thought, well, this will be the last time.
为什么呢？我说我只带了一点土产过来。
Because I was, I said last time I was only able to bring some local produce here.
这一回啊，说真的，更糟糕。
And this time it's even worse.
因为连出差都完了。
Because I have used up my local produce.
要我讲基督徒的生活。
Because I was sharing about the living of Christians.
不预备还好，要一预备，我一翻呢，我看见啊，讲基督徒生活的书很多。
Because In order to just prepare for this, and I just discovered there are many, many books talking about practical living of Christians.
而且这里已经有很多弟兄已经写过这一方面的书。
And also because there are many brothers who have here, even, who have written about this book before, this kind of books before.
那我还能讲些什么新的来呢?
Now what new things can I talk about?
我不讲新的。
Now I'm not going to speak anything new.
都是旧的
and all are old.
而且恐怕比所有人讲过的还要旧一点
and probably it's even older than all the things that other brothers have talked about
因为我到主面前去的时候我能讲什么呢
because when I come to the Lord what can I say
哎，忽然给我想到一个以利亚的那个日子
and suddenly I thought about that the days of Elijah
以利亚的时候那时候以色列的王叫亚哈
At that time the king of Israel was Ahab
他们离弃耶和华侍奉巴利
They deserted the Lord and they served Baal
结果呢以利亚却说如果我不祷告这个地啊就不降没有露水也不降雨
But Elijah said, if I don't pray, then the ground, there will be no water and no rain.
不下雨还好一点，连这个露水都没有啊，这个讲这个不得了的事情。
Now, not only there's no rain, but then there's no dew, no water, and it's very dreadful thing.
那么这个结果一定就是饥荒。
The result of that would be famine.
饥荒到一个什么地步呢？以利亚自己也没有好处。
And the famine to an extent that even Elijah himself would suffer.
因为他也没吃的。
Because he had nothing to eat.
所以神呢，开始的时候叫他到基利西边，基利西边去喝那个水。
And that's why God sent him to the brook, to the little river, to drink the water.
神用乌鸦给他叼食物跟肉给他吃。
And God sent crow to bring food, bring little meat for him to eat.
可是不久啊，这个基利的水溪水也干了。
But before long, the river is dry.
那个乌鸦大概这个任务也完了，他也不给他叼了。
And the crow, since he has done his job, he just doesn't bring food to him anymore.
那怎么办呢？
So what could Elijah do?
他去差遣以利亚到西顿的撒勒法一个寡妇家里去。
Now God then sent Elijah to this widow.
这个寡妇啊，不在以色列国里。
And this widow is not part of Israel.
她在西顿。
And she is at the place called Sidon.
西顿的撒勒法。
And Sarephath at Sidon.
所以我们想啊，也许以利亚这样，一定要差遣他到一个比较有钱的、丰富的那个寡妇家里去，也许好一点。
So we would think that because Elijah is suffering, it's better to send him to a widow who is rich.
但是啊，他到那里的时候一看，那个寡妇啊，穷得不得了。
But when he found that this widow was indeed very poor.
可是呢，是神叫他的。
But it is God who sent him.
所以他看见那个寡妇啊，出来的时候在那边捡那个柴。
So he saw this widow coming out to pick up pieces of wood.
说什么呢？他借这个柴预备去做一顿最后的一顿饭。
And he found this widow was trying to pick up this wood to cook the last meal.
吃完了以后就算了。
And after that, she was prepared.
那没办法了，饿就饿死了。
And then she would be hungry to death.
就这样的情形，以利亚就说：“哎。”你给我饼吃。
And then in that situation, Elijah said, "Give me bread to eat."
那么呢，这个寡妇就说啊，饼我没有。
The widow said, "I have no bread."
要有的话，倒是我那个面缸里面还有一把面。
And then she said, "Well, in my container there is one grasp of some wheat powder."
是面粉哈。
It's powder. Flour.
而且呢，瓶子里还有一点油。
And also there's some little oil in the bottle.
除此以外就没有了。
Nothing left. Nothing.
那么这个你要的话，哎，好吧，其实我就是这么一点了。
And she said, "If you want, then this is all I have."
那么以利亚就说，不管，你给我先做一个饼。
And Elijah said, "Don't worry, just make the bread for me."
不过我告诉你，你给我做个饼，以后这个面团里的面呢、啊，面粉呢、啊，不会再减少。
But then he said that you make me a bread, and then the flour in your container will not become less.
那个油呢，再倒也倒不完了。
And the oil you used to this use this bread, what's left over is still the same.
我这个很难想象，大概他这么一拿过来一包，拿过来一看，又有那么一把面。
And I couldn't imagine this. Maybe when she used just one handful of flour, then she will see another. It's the same amount left.
再拿一包，还有这么一，又有一把在那里。
And she would try again, and then still the flour will be there the same amount.
所以呢？不光是以利亚那个小饼问题解决了，而且他一家还有他的儿子都可以解决了。
So not only the hunger of Elijah is solved, and the whole family, she and her son, will no longer be hungry.
那个油跟那个面细面啊，可以做很多饼的样子。
the oil and the flour, they can be made to be many bread. And they do not have existing bread.
但是他又做饼的那个原料，就是那个饼、那个面粉跟那个油。
But they have the original material, which is the flour and the oil.
要是能会做的话，那可以做很多样的饼。
Now if she knows how to cook, then she can cook a variety of bread.
在圣经也可以做那个没油的薄饼。
And in the Bible, for example, it can make this thin bread and with oil on top.
也可以调油的饼。
And you also could make the bread with oil in the mixture of it.
而且呢，烤的这个东西不一样的话，也可以烤出不同的饼来。
And if you bake it in a different way, you can bake different forms of bread.
所以他们就可以一直吃，一直吃，一直等到下雨为止。
So they can continue to eat and continue to eat until it rains again.
那么我学说。 我就是那个穷寡妇。
And I thought to myself, I am that poor widow.
你们如果要下饼，问我要饼呢，我是没有饼的。
If you ask me for bread, I do not have.
但是我的确还有一把面，还有一点油。
Indeed, I still have a handful of flour and a little bit of oil.
有这一点面，这一点油啊，本来呢，我自己吃都不够。
Now with this little bit of flour and oil, originally it's not even enough to feed myself.
但是神如果祝福的话，这一把面，这一滴油啊，可能你们都能吃饱。
But if God blesses, then this handful of flour and this little oil can feed all of us.
所以我想啊，我有时候问，究竟是。 以利亚养活这个寡妇，还是寡妇养活这个以利亚？
Sometimes I ask myself whether it's Elijah who actually feeds the widows, or the widow feeds Elijah.
究竟谁养活谁？
So who feeds whom?
都不是。
It's none.
神养活。
It's God who feeds them.
是神养活以利亚，也是神养活这寡妇的一家。
It is God who causes Elijah to live. It's God who causes the widow's family to live.
所以我真是不知道，我这一顿做完了以后，下一顿没有的。
So I don't know whether after this handful of flour, after this cooking, I have the second meal or not.
但是只要那个面啊不减少，油不停止，还是会有的。
But as long as the flour will continue, the oil will continue, we still will have the blessing from God continue.
那我想讲基督徒的生活。
And I think to myself to talk about the practical living of Christians.
我看过好些书呢，各种各样的都有。
Now I have read a variety of books.
有的呢就是按照年龄来分。
And some have targeted to a particular age.
青少年基督徒的生活。
The living of young Christians.
中青年基督徒的生活.
And the living of older young Christians.
结婚的基督徒的生活.
The living of married Christians.
还没有结婚的弟兄姊妹的生活.
And the living of unmarried Christians.
老年人的基督徒的生活.
The living of old Christians.
还有的呢说，哎。 基督徒个人的生活
and or the living of a personal Christian life
基督徒家庭的生活
and the living of Christian family life
基督徒社会的生活
the living of Christian social life
基督徒的教会生活
the living of Christian church life
那你想我今天讲什么
which one do you think I'm going to talk about today
我想啊 按照圣经来讲,
and I think I should speak according to the book, according to the Word of God.
生活是一个生命的表现。
To live is an expression of life.
什么样的生命就有什么样的生活。
What kind of life will produce what kind of living?
我要讲的不是那个外面的那个形式。
I'm not talking about the outward form.
乃是说，神要我们过怎样的一个生活。
But what kind of life that God wants us to live?
我想，神要我们过的是信心的生活。
I think what God wants us to live is a life of faith.
不光是信心的生活。
And not only a life of faith.
神也要叫我们过一个有盼望的、指望的生活。
And God also wants to live a life of hope.
不光是这个，最重要的，神要我们过爱的生活。
And more importantly, God wants us to live a life of love.
我想这三个啊，不是时间空间的限制。
And, I think these three things are not restricted by time or space.
时代不同了。
And although the age is different.
但这三个不改变。
But these three things have not changed.
很多东西变。
Many things have changed.
环境变。
The situation have changed.
但是这三个是长存的。
But these three things remain.
因为如今长城的就是有信有望有爱。
Because today what is remaining is the faith, hope and love.
所以我们今天基督徒的生活应该是长城的。
And today the Christian living should be one that is lasting a long time.
应该有永远的价值的。
It should have eternal value.
很多的生活过去了，实际上是浪费时间。
Many times the, in our living, we have passed the time, but time is totally wasted.
但是你活在神说要我们活的那个生活里面是长存的。
But if you live a life that God wants us to live, then that's eternal.
那你就知道了，我今天要讲就是信心的生活。
And today, I want to, talk about this life of, faith.
如果我发现明天那个面还有，我就讲望的生活。
If tomorrow there's still some flour left, I'll be talking about the life of hope.
那你知道我最后一定是讲爱的生活。
And you know that the last day I would be talking about the life of love.
不过我实在感觉说我是不配讲的。
But I really feel that I'm not worthy to talk about
it. 因为这个生活啊是最现实的。
Because living is something very practical.
那我今天按照我所经历的一点，而且看见弟兄姊妹的那一些见证，我在这里读一点基督徒应该这样过信心的生活。
So today, I would use my own experience plus what I have seen the testimony in the life of brothers and sisters. I want to share with brothers and sisters and how Christians should live a life of faith.
信心性的生活啊，很多是好像是传道人啊，过去都讲传道人要过信心的生活。
And in the past, we often heard that the preachers have to live a life of faith.
现在也不一定是这样。
But now that's not necessarily so.
其实神不是说谁应该过信心生活。所有基督徒都应该过信心的生活。
God has not said what kind of person should live a life of faith. In fact, all Christians should live a life of faith.
信心的生活头一个碰上的就是食物。
The first thing that you would encounter in this life of faith is food.
我重新看那个戴德生传。
When I read the autobiography of Hudson Taylor again,
最初的时候就是你给我看两本戴德生传，一个上册一个下册。
So the first time I read it is the brother Stephen Kong gave me these, the story of Hudson Taylor, Volume 1 and Volume 2.
我给他说，我说哎呀，这个戴德生的这个传记啊，很感动我。
And I said to my brother, this Hudson Taylor story really moved me, touched me.
但是我说啊，这个上册比下册好。
But I said the Volume 1 is good, is better than Volume 2.
因为上册都是讲他最初怎么起来， 要来服侍神的时候所经历的那一些。
Because while one talks about his experience when he first started to serve the Lord,
下层的都是工作发展的情况的那些记录。
The second volume talks about the record of Hudson Taylor's work.
我一记得后来一看啊，对着神要出来到中国来传福音的时候，你晓得他多大年纪？
Now do you know when Hudson Taylor decided to come to China to preach gospel, you know how old he was?
他记得吗？
Remember?
不到二十岁。
Less than 20 years old.
17岁开始。
And since he was 17 years old,
有一件事，他要到中国来的时候，他也莫名其妙，我怎么传法呢？
And one thing, when he was thinking about coming to China for gospel, and he didn't know how to bring the gospel.
一个英国人要到那个时候，还是满清时候啊。
An Englishman at that time, which is the time of the Qing Dynasty.
语言不通。
The language he didn't have.
我们说有的地方是有 种族歧视的现象。
And in many places there is a prejudice, racial prejudice.
其实我们中国人啊也不见得好多少。
And we say that about other people, but the Chinese people are not any better.
因为那时候我们要是看见一个外国人来的话，我们就叫他红毛鬼子。
And in fact, that time when we see a foreigner coming to China, we'll call them ghost with red hair.
那个时候要来的话，你要买东西，一看，哦，你这个样子，不买。
Now, the merchants at that time, you see a foreigner approaching, they look at them, they say, well, not for you.
我要租一个房子，能租吧？啊，一看，不租。
Like they try to rent a place to live, and then...The landlord will look at him and say, no, not for you.
最稀奇的就是神把一个爱中国人的那个心放在对着神的理念，叫他无论如何要去。
The amazing thing is God has put a fervent love for Chinese in the heart of Hudson Taylor so that he cannot but to go.
但是他不是凭一股热情就来。
But he did not come just by a zeal.
哎，他有个准备。
He had a preparation.
这个准备就是我有没有信心在生活上能够依靠神。
The question is that his preparation is he wants to ask himself, do I have the faith to depend on God in my life?
神能不能因着我信靠他、仰望他，他去供应给我所需要的
？Now, would God be able to supply my need because I rely on Him?
当然我们读马太福音五六七的时候啊，主说不要为吃什么穿什么，你看天上的飞鸟也不种也不收，神不是养活他吗？
So first when we read Matthew 5:6-7, the Lord Jesus says, do not worry about your food or your clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They did not sow and then did not reap, and God still feed them.
你们不是比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Now, aren't you more precious, more valuable than the birds?
主耶稣的话，我们信不信？
Now, the word of Lord Jesus, do we believe?
如果你真信的话，我看啊，哇，你这个头一个生活，哎，这个没问题，我比飞鸟贵重的多，我一定不会饿死。
Now, if you really believe the word of our Lord Jesus, then you say, well, in my daily life, I'm more valuable than the birds, so I will not hunger.
但是这个信心是要经过考验。
But that faith has to be tested.
那么对着神要来的时候，他也要试试看，真的神能不能我求他，他去供应给我。
So, before Hudson Taylor came, he said, I really want to see, try, to see whether...My God, if I ask him that he will supply to me.
那时候他怎么试呢？
How did he try?
那他就他是一个很出名的一个医生，在那个诊所那里做学徒。
And he was an apprentice. He was an apprentice to a very famous physician, a doctor.
那么这个医生呢，他到一个时候就给他付他应该付的这个工资。
And the physician when at the regular time would pay him his wage.
他说，不过这个医生很忙。
But this doctor was very busy.
忙起来啊，他有时候给付的时候，到了时候给付他钱的时候，他忘了。
And he was so busy that sometimes he forgot to pay Hudson Taylor the wage.
那么他对医生说，我很忙，你记得，要是到了时候给付你钱，我忘了，你提醒我一下。
So he told Hudson Taylor, he said, I'm very busy, sometimes I may forget. So if I forget, you remind me.
那么对医生说，哎，我要试试。
And then,
我如果他忘了，我偏不直接告诉他，我要跟天父讲，叫他天父来叫他提醒他给我这才行。
So Hudson Taylor said to himself that, well, I want to try this. Now, if he forgets to pay me, I'm not going to tell him. I'm going to tell my Heavenly Father and let my Heavenly Father remind him.
你知道啊，这个生活啊，柴米油盐醋是一样都不能少的。
We know that in our daily life, this wood, this and vinegar, oil, and 酱油 we cannot do enough.
中国人啊，出门啊，七样四十一样都不能缺的。
And in Chinese, there are seven things you cannot forget, you cannot be without.
所以有真的有的时候。
Indeed, sometimes Hudson Taylor has used up all his money.
但是呢，应该给他钱的时候，那位医师真的忘了。
But indeed, at that time, this physician, this doctor, had forgot to pay him wage.
那我不跟他提醒，叫天父来提醒，神明知道我前面了啊。
So.I'm not going to remind him. I would let my Heavenly Father to remind him. Lord, you know I have used up my money.
结果啊，钱越来越少，挣得到没有的时候啊，他还是没记起来。
And indeed, Hudson's money is becoming less and less. And then when time he's almost used up, the doctor didn't remember to pay him.
所以他说，哎，不通知他，叫神通知他。
But he said, "No, I'm not going to tell him. I would ask the Lord to tell him."
真的当真没有的时候啊，明天学生问题的时候，哎，他忽然想起来了。这个医生想起来了。
Okay, so indeed he has used up his money, and tomorrow there will be nothing left. And just at that moment, this doctor would think about it.
啊。戴德森，是不是我应该付你的钱？是不是
？So Hudson, is it time that I should pay you money?
戴德森，谢谢神提醒他了。
And Hudson is very happy because now the Lord has reminded him.
不光是到了，而且是过了。
And not only is time, but even past time.
啊，你为什么早不告诉我呢？我把所有的钱都存到银行里去。
How come you didn't tell me earlier? I now have all my money in the bank.
我现在没有钱给你了。
I don't have money right now at this minute.
你想这个时候，戴德森的心里是怎么想、啊、
？So you would think how Hudson Taylor would think.
这怎么回事呢
？Now how could this be?
所以他只好回去了。
So he went home.
哎，正好回去啊，这位很忙很忙的医生忽然跑到他那里去了。
So after he got home, suddenly.This doctor who was very busy came quickly to him.
哎，对的是真奇怪。
And it's very strange.
他说这个时候忽然一个很有钱的病人他把他应该付的账啊钱啊交给我了。
So this doctor said, it's very unusual. This patient who is very rich, at this minute, he just gave me his money.
哎，我也不分。放到银行去也不时候，都给你吧。
So this is not the time for me to go to the bank, so you can have all this money.
当然，戴德森对这一个看见，神的确是可靠。
So through this, Hudson Taylor really saw that indeed God is reliable.
我看了这个以后啊，我说是啊。那么我那个时候读大学。
And when I read the story, I said, yes, indeed so. And that time, I was actually in college.
因为那时是抗战时候。
And that was in the war with Japan.
头两年啊，物价还稳定。
And the first couple of years, the price
到后
was actually
到后几年啊，这个物价升得非常快。
The last few years, the price went up real high, quickly.
原来一毛钱可以买几个鸡蛋。
And originally, 10 cents can buy a few eggs.
后来啊，一个鸡蛋要一毛钱。
And later, 10 cents can only buy one egg.
后来我们跟同学说，其实一个鸡蛋要一毛钱，有没有可能将来一个鸡蛋一块钱？
So, among our classmates, we say now, 10 cents buy one egg. I don't know, we don't know whether in the future there will be $1 for an egg.
到后来啊，我记得账啊，拿出来一看，小菜三千几，一个鸡蛋几百块钱。
And then later, when you buy a vegetable, it's like $3,000. And then if you buy an egg, it's like a few hundred dollars.
我出来以后，我的家里啊，从来没给我寄过钱，真很需要的时候，哎，拿到一笔钱。
And when I came out, at that time,My family never really sent me money, but when I was in real need, and suddenly I received money from my home.
从浙江，我的哥哥寄了几百块钱给我。
So at that time, my brother in 浙江, he sent me several hundred dollars.
因为路远。
Because he was far away.
不像现在那么方便。
The transportation wasn't so good as now.
他寄出来的时候啊，我可以用几个月。
And after I received his money, I could use several months.
那么我收到的时候啊，我这鞋破了，我想再去买鞋的时候，发现这个鞋只能买一双鞋。
When he sent the money out, and that was the time when his money can support me several months. But when I received the money can only buy one pair of shoes. Huh? One shoe, I'm sorry.
那个时候啊，我的确是很困难。
And that time I was really in difficulty.
但是我有一个叔叔。
I have an uncle.
我的叔叔答应供给我的。
My uncle promised to support me.
那么我去学这个戴德森。
Now I learned from Hudson Taylor.
我不写信给他。
I would not write to him.
我希望他想起来我应该要钱了。
I want him to remember himself that I need money.
这个苦徒啊真是厉害。
Then I really suffered.
因为他不寄给我嘛。
Because he wouldn't send it to me.
但是我那时候神啊，你知道我要知道你会供应我的。
But I said, Lord, I want to know that you will supply to me.
如果我真是没办法的，你提醒他。
If indeed I'm poor, then you have to remind him.
但是他有时候就忘了。
But still, sometimes my uncle.
其实也不光是忘了。
And not only, maybe it's not only he forgot.
因为那个时候他也很困难。
Because at that time he was also in difficulty.
这个教授啊是越教越瘦。
And he was a college professor. The more he teaches, the skinnier he becomes.
所以他也觉得是非常困难供应我。
So he it was also very difficult for him to supply to me.
所以他就说写信来，你不要说。每次来说，哎呀，主为供应你，为供应你，你呀应该想点办法。
And he said, he wrote to me. He said, do not always say that God will supply to you. God will supply to you. You should figure out how to supply yourself.
那时候我心里想啊，我就跟雅各寄居在拉班的那个时候心情差不多。
And so at that time, I thought I was kind of in a situation like.Jacob living in his uncle Laban's house.
我想啊，你不要生气，你是因着我的缘故，神祝福你的。
So I was not happy. So I thought that I would talk to my uncle. My uncle, do not feel that you are any special. It's because of me that God bless you.
因为拉拜是因着雅各的旧部。慢慢发达起来的嘛。
Because Laban, remember in the Bible, Laban became prosperous because Jacob was with him.
所以我那个时候啊，不过真是很，哎，你不知道，到那个时候啊，哎，信心啊，信心是信，但是很忧愁。
But you know, at that time when I was in that situation, I still believe, but I feel sorrowful.
因为下个月的钱没有了。
Because I don't have the money for the next month.
我看见有的弟兄姊妹啊，他们做 technician 那个医院里就做那个技师，实验室的技师。
And I have seen other brothers and sisters who are technicians in the laboratory.
那么他们发工资的时候，那个付那个钞票的时候，我说不爱钱，到那个时候看，哎呀，有钱多好。
Now, when they got their wages or salaries, although I do not love money, but at that time I see them getting the money, I thought to myself, it's really good to have this money.
虽然如此，但是我还是有个心智啊。
But although that's my condition, I still have a desire.
我说，借钱不荣耀神。
And I said to myself, it's not honoring God if I borrow money from them.
不借。
I'm not going to borrow.
不义的钱不要。
Now the unrighteous money, unrighteous money, I don't want.
穷也有一个骨头。
If I'm poor, I still have my bones straight.
我这个 bone 啊，是这个很难维持啊。
But this backbone is not easy to keep straight.
弟兄姊妹不要笑，这一个食物啊，经常是我们的试探，也是个难处。
But the brothers and sisters.This food, the matter of food, is oftentimes a temptation and difficulty for us.
主耶稣说试探的时候，头一个试探就是撒旦要叫他把石头变成饼。
The first temptation that Satan gave to our Lord Jesus is to change this stone into bread.
耶稣跟门徒在一起的时候，五饼两鱼刚刚这个神迹做完了以后。当耶稣说你们要留心文士和法利赛人的教。
Now this story of five bread and two fish, remember at the end of it, the Lord told his disciples that you have to be careful about this leaven of the Pharisees.
那么门徒那时候啊，因为出门的时候忘记带饼。
These are disciples because when they left home, they forgot to bring bread.
所以他们想起要防止文士和法利赛人教，立刻就想到什么？恐怕我们没带饼吧。
So when the Lord said, "You have to be careful about the leaven of the Pharisees and scribes," they thought to themselves, "Maybe we because we forgot to bring bread."
所以这一个，一直到现在，还是。我们需要用信心仰望神的。
Now that matter, even until today, we still have to look to the Lord in faith.
因为撒旦的诱惑，头一个就是这个东西。
Because when Satan comes to tempt us, this is the first thing that he would use.
后来我到四年级的时候，有一个机会，暑假可以，那个图书馆管理员他休假。我跟另外一个同学去管理那个图书馆。
When I was a senior in college, the librarian was on vacation, so a classmate and I just went in to substitute to take care of the library.
那么那个学校啊，学校有一笔钱是专门给学生比较穷的，给你供读，你做一些事情，给你一笔钱。
The university had a fund.For students, for poor students who would work and to earn a living.
所以呢，一个暑假，我跟那个同学做完了以后，那些来借书的人说啊，你们管得很好。
So during the summer and toward the end, when my classmate and I took care of the library, those people who came to the library, they said, "Well, you did a good job."
那么有一笔钱可以拿。
And there was a sum of money that we could have.
结果要拿钱的时候，真是想不到。
But when it's about time to get that money, it's something unexpected.
他说啊，这个图书馆这个钱呐、啊，是给一个人的。
And then they say that Now, the money for this, for the library, the librarian, is only for one person.
你们现在两个人。
Now you have two.
两个人给你一个人的钱，你们分嘛太少。那么给谁呢？
Now, you have two. Now this money is only enough for one. They give it to both of you will be too little. So who should have this?
后来想，研究吧。
And then they say, then we say that we'll probably just take lot.
一想研究，我们两个人，每个人拿一个，谁拿到那个有钱的那个。
So the two of you will do this, and do you know who will actually get the lot?
他拿走。
And he got it.
哎呀，这神怎么这不看顾我？
And how come God did not take care of me?
因为我的心要比他还大。
Because I have more need than he.
那么他们觉得说不给我也不好。
And then they thought, well, it's not good not to give me money.
他说你呀、是很辛苦，应该给你钱，但是只有一个人嘛，对不对？而且你年纪已经，你这个运气不好嘛，给了人家了。不过还有一笔钱是做翻译书的，有一笔钱可以给你。
So they said, well, you actually are not lucky, so this money belongs to somebody else.But we have another sum of money that's for translating books, and that could be given to you.
我说我没翻书啊。
And I said I did not translate any book.
我是管的图书馆啊。
I'm only a librarian.
我不拿。
And I could not take the money.
你不拿，那你岂是白做了吗？
And they said, well, if you don't take the money, then you would be working in vain.
这不公平。
It would be not fair.
它是规定的嘛。
But this is according to regulation.
现在就是给你，为了你们你做了，只有没有别的钱，就是这笔钱给你嘛，你为什么不拿？
Now because you have work, now we have some money, we give it to you. Why don't you take it?
我说我没有翻译啊。
And I said I did not translate any book.
那我怎么拿这个钱？
And how could I take this money?
我不拿。
And I refuse.
你为什么不拿？
Why do you refuse?
我说这样拿了，我就是不诚实。
And I said if I take the money, I would not be honest.
那么一个教授，管这个钱的，来跟我讲，他问我你为什么不拿？我说这样做是不诚实。
And this professor who was in charge of this money came to ask me, how come you don't take the money? I said if I take this money, I would be dishonest.
那么。院长过来了。
And the dean showed up.
院长，他拿了没有？
And the dean said, did he take the money?
那个教授说，他不没有拿。
The professor said, no, he did not.
他为什么不拿？
Why did he not take the money?
他说，拿这样的钱 dishonest.
He said, taking this money, he would be dishonest.
哇，这个院长一听这个话，脸马上变了。
Suddenly the face of the dean draws long.
你也不理走了。
Then he did not talk to me, he left.
哎呀，我想这怎么办？
And I said, well, now what?
我去再找一个是我们那个权威是生理学的教授主任。
So I went to this chairman of physiology.
我去把这个事情告诉他。
I told him this what happened.
哎呀，年轻人，你何必这么认真呢、啊、
？He said, "Young man, how come you are so naive, so serious?"
都是这个样的、
啊。Everybody takes the money the same way.
我们医院也是啊，你给你修大礼堂的钱，你如果没用完，你可以去修那旁边那个篮球场嘛。
It's the same thing in the hospital. If this money is for the